This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. We get a chance each and every week to talk to the lovely and talented Barbara Dooley as part of our dog report brought to you by our friends at Kroger. And we're in Gwinnett, guys. We'll tell you more about why. But, Barbara, what did you think about the win against Miss State? Mike was at the game, and we were talking about this all week. And you know, part of it was last week you said I wanted to see some urgency. How did you feel about this game?
About the one coming up Saturday?
Well, coming off the Miss State win, did you learn anything new about these dogs?
No, all I could think about was we got through what could have been a spoiler. Sometimes when you're looking ahead, and you can't help but look ahead to something like Texas. And that's when a lot of teams mess up. I think Alabama messed up when they lost to Vanderbilt. They were looking ahead. So, yeah, I thought we got through it. And now here we are ready for a huge football game. And may I say, I don't know what the spirit is in Texas right now, in Austin, but Athens is out of their minds waiting on this game. Everywhere I go, people stop me and go, "Are you ready for the game Saturday? What do you think?" And I'm getting more nervous, but I do think this. At least I don't have to go home with a coach if he loses it.
It's true.
Yeah, I was going to say, in your experience with Vince, the legendary Vince Dooley, did you ever have any dealings with Daryl Royal, the Texas coach?
I love Texas Royal. I think I told y'all the story about that, didn't
yep.
I?
Yes, ma'am.
You did.
So, yeah, we were good friends. In fact, back in the old days, all the coaches and the wives were really good friends. I'm not sure it's like that today. It's too big. But back then, Daryl Royal was head coach at Texas, and they were in the Southwest Conference, which, of course, is no more. And so now we have joined arms, and Texas is in the SEC. I never would have believed it 20 years ago, but here we are. And I think this game has more significance than a game that we've played in a long time.
Barbara Dooley, our guest, the last time Georgia traveled to Austin, 1958. Due to what Barbara was just laying out with the conferences. Here's the thing that I'm curious about, Barbara. So Georgia beat Texas in 1983 in the Cotton Bowl. Obviously,
yep.
Vince is there. And the seniors on that. Yes. And the seniors on that team were a combined 43-4-1.
Lester Herschel, right?
Yeah. And they won SEC championships and a national title in four seasons. So those were the guys that Vince was coaching. Talk about that time period, because that's the last time when you talk about, you know, a significant big game. And again, the Cotton Bowl in 83, that's a big game.
And the relevance and dominance, similar to what Kirby's got going now.
Big game. Yeah, I talk about that time period.
Well, let me tell you, first of all, it was the coldest winter. That winter was the coldest winter I can ever remember. And Vincent kept coming home after practice and saying, "You won't believe this, but there were icicles on the goalposts in practice." And I thought, oh, my gosh, well, at least we're going to Texas and it's going to be warm. Well, we were, of course, we were underdogs, which was a great thing. But we got to Texas, and it was the coldest they'd ever had in Texas. So that started our Cotton Bowl experience off. It was a fabulous time when we got there. And I'll have to tell you this story. The night before the game, my son at the time was about 18, and he was a walk-on. And he called. Some of the kids decided they wanted to go out for New Year's Eve. Well, we were staying at the Anatole Hotel, and they were having this huge New Year's Eve party, but they were sold out. But Daniel said, I think I'll call and see if I can get a reservation. Without me knowing it, of course, and of course without his dad knowing it. So he called, and they said, what's the name? And he said, Dooley. I said, oh, Coach, great. We'll have you a table ready. So he got the best table at the whole party with his buddies. And the waiter kept saying, when is Coach coming? Oh, he'll be here. He was just late getting off the practice field. But, I mean, can you imagine? It's like the preacher's son running out doing something right. Like that. Of course, I didn't find out about that till he was about 40. You know, the older I get, the more I'm finding about how perfect my children were not.
Yeah.
But it's good that I didn't know about it. But I remember that game so vividly. We were losing. It was 10, I think it was 10-3. It was fourth down, and I'm screaming, go for it, go for it. And he lines up to punt, and I went, Vincent, in my mind, I'm going, Vincent, what are you doing? We don't have that much time left. But he punted, and the punter fumbled it, and we got it. And anyway, John Lastinger was the quarterback. And John he ran it in. I think it was about a 20 or 30 yard run. I can't remember exactly what happened, but we got the ball. Then John was the quarterback, and we scored, and we beat Texas 10-3. And it was like a madhouse. And the coach that was coaching there, oh, you got to help me with that. He had been there so long. Was it Freddie?
Fred Akers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who it was. Anyway, I think he got fired after that. I'm not sure. But I remember running out on the field and grabbing John Lastinger. And I said, oh, John, you are so wonderful. Are you going pro? And he went, Miss Dooley, this jock strap will be hanging in my closet. It has retired. And that was a great answer. He was through.
That is. And, yes, you are right. Vince got him fired. You are right, Barbara. That is exactly what happened. Fred, you know what? Losing that Cotton Bowl, and you know this, those bowls back then, I know they're tied into the college football playoff, but it was such a big deal to be in those big-time bowl games. Barbara Dooley joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, and our good buddy, you hear Drew Butler, his dad, Kevin, had a couple of big field goals in that game as well for Georgia. Barbara Dooley's with us. All right. Good.
You know, back then, coaches got, before all of this happened with the NIL and the college playoffs and all that, back in the old days, the before the last game was played, the coaches were on the telephone with the bowl people negotiating who was going to go to what bowl.
Yep.
And I can remember Vincent trying to get Georgia in a certain bowl. And they said, Coach, we can't talk about bowls till Bear picks his.
Bear Bryant.
Yep. I mean,
that sounds right.
He had first choice on any bowl he wanted to go to. And yeah. I was talking to a bowl man just last week who was here at the game with Mississippi State. And I said, how do you like this new system? He said, we don't like it at all. In fact, I did not know this. They don't get any money. They pay for everything, and they don't get any money from the bowls anymore. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's one of the downfalls of college football, in my opinion, Barbara. If you are involved in the college football playoff, obviously your conference, your school, that's different. But we're only talking about 12 teams now, right? It was just four. So to your point, it's not what it once was as beneficial to a school to go to some of the lesser-tier bowl games.
That's why you see some of the schools don't bring their bands and everything like that because, again, it's just they're not getting the windfall they're getting, right?
Yeah.
They don't have the money. Well, I think a lot of the schools are really going to be in trouble with this NIL about bringing anybody to any games. I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah, it's hopefully it fixes itself, and we still have a lot of work to do. We got to talk about this weekend, though.
Yeah, and Barbara, your family, with your long history of handicapping and gambling, we want to know your take. Should we bet Georgia? It's at 5 points right now. Georgia's getting five. It was opened at around 1.5 up to 3, and now in some sports books, it's 5.5. I think Georgia fans should jump on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would jump on it in a heartbeat. In a New York minute, I would jump on it. Let me tell you. I don't care about odds. I know this. Georgia is ready to play ball. And now, I probably will get in trouble for saying this because I only say it in my family, but I'm going to tell it to y'all. If I were Carson, you know what I'd do?
What?
I would give every offensive lineman a brand new car and say, watch my back.
Yeah. I might just give him a nice watch, Barbara, but I understand your ideas there. They got to protect us. Do you want to see ball, though? They got to run. The best protection for Carson is running the football in this game.
Yeah, but he's got to have blocking to run, baby. You don't just run.
Yeah.
So. I mean, each one of them got a car, I think we'd do really well. I think we'd have.
Barbara, you know your influence goes a long way, right? You know that. You know that.
Well, I want to tell you this because I can hear my husband now. Barbara, keep your plays to yourself. One year, he had the most fumbles in the history of football, I think. And so he came home one night after practice, and I said, Vincent, I've got the greatest play for you so that you'll never fumble again and lose it. And he went, what? I said, when you line up, get your offense to turn their backs to the defense so they'll be in a better position to cover the ball when the quarterback drops.
And he probably looked at you sideways, didn't he?
He said, I don't need your coaching. Please, I don't need it.
Barbara,
but you know what? We had to have a little levity in this house. You
for sure.
Have fun.
Yeah. You do.
So,
yeah,
anyway.
Listen. It's great. And listen, maybe we'll get into this as we move through the season with you. I don't know if the average person, right? We all have pressures in our job, but that never stops when you're a college football coach. It just doesn't go away. You go to the gas station, somebody sees you, you're at the grocery store, it just doesn't stop. A lot of people today who are listening get to go home, and nobody's bothering them. Nobody's calling them, it's just different.
Yep.
So, but we'll talk about it, Barbara. We got to run. Here's the deal, though. Great. I hope we get a great game at Texas. I know Georgia's the underdog. Kirby said this week, we never see ourselves as the underdog. You don't think he's pushing that? Big time, right?
Yep. Bet on Georgia.
Barbara, thank you. On. We'll see you next week. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Go, Doc.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.